The planning conversation starts here on the Income Protection Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Cogdall and Grayson Owen.
All right, Mike, back for episode 3. How are we doing today?
Well, I guess we're doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Doing well. You know, it was a long winter last week in the Savannah area, but it is springtime already. So it looks like we only had 1 week of true winter this year, and I'll take it. How about you?
Yeah, similar. You'll find this kind of funny because Martin Luther King Day obviously was Monday. Inauguration Day was Monday. There were so many things on Monday, it was crazy. The storm, though, really blew me away because we got the storm, too. And as you well know, I live in Northwest Florida, so far west that I'm in the Central Time Zone, just so everybody knows. There is a Central Time Zone in Florida, and I happen to be part of it. But that being said, my children didn't have school for an entire week. So they have a weekend, another weekend, and 9 days. So it was actually like Christmas vacation without gifts. Running around, what do we do? You know, half my children's friends, not to waste time here, but half my children's friends have never seen snow in their life, ever in their life. I mean, yep. You know, they're 13, 14 years old, and they've just never gone to like the Rockies or like Vermont or Maine. They don't get a lot farther sometimes than their world. They go on vacation, but it's in the Southeast. They go to Disney. You know the drill. They go to Charleston to visit or to Atlanta or New Orleans or Nashville, Tennessee, but they don't quite get to the snow line. So, yeah, it was interesting seeing all these people that have never seen snow in their life. I found that quite humorous.
And actually, it was funny in our household, too. My 2-year-old daughter and my youngest stepson as well. It was both their first time seeing snow. So when I moved to the Savannah area several years ago, I never expected to see snow on the ground and for it to be stuck there for a few days. And our schools in the area were closed as well for the entire week. So Christmas vacation extended.
So the meteorologists that are really, really cool is the guy that does this. Oh, a little factoid for you. Did you know this was the first time ever that there was trace amounts of snow in all 50 states at once?
Wow, I did not know that.
Because you know it snows in Hawaii way up high, right?
Yeah, in Mauna Kea.
So there was a trace of snow somewhere in all 50 states for the first time. And I don't know if that's true or not, but the meteorologist has me believing it. So I'm just passing it on during this little podcast here to get started this morning. And you know what? Whoever is listening, we should just probably say we really appreciate you. And we'll try to give you at least a little content. And hopefully you can, you know, take something away from it. So what do we want to go talk about today? That's my big question.
Well, before we dive in, Mike, I have a couple of things I just wanted to say. I have some February tour dates coming up, and I'm fortunate to visit a few different locations in the month of February, including Northern Virginia, where I'll be hanging out with my friends from NAFA, Greater Washington, D.C., for their annual Success Summit. And then I'll also be traveling out to Anaheim, California, where I'll be attending the U-Powered Symposium, which is a very innovative employee benefits conference that I attend every year now. And it's just a wonderful time. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out on the road and look forward to talking DI with everybody. Mike, also, before we dive into everything, we wanted to say a few things about the Academy for Income Protection. Would you like to say a few words about that?
Yeah, I was thinking we should kick it off in March. So it'd be March, April, May, 3 months. It doesn't mean it ends in 3 months, but we're only going to take 10 people initially, because what we want to do is try to help you, give you ideas, interact weekly vis-a-vis phones, text, conversation, make ourselves available for you, because we just want to make you extremely comfortable in educating the client on the importance of disability insurance. I mean, that's our whole goal. We want you to get so comfortable that it just rolls off your tongue. And you can be a coach and an educator to your clients on the importance and why they should do this. And once again, as you and I will say thousands of times, because it is, risk protection planning is the foundation to your financial plan. It just really is. And last point, if you've never done disability insurance, it's fine to go ahead and check us out. You know, it's not like you get an A or an F. You know, we're not charging tuitions. But if you write, you know, I'll give you an example. If you're writing 4 apps a year, our goal would be no less than 1 or 2 apps a month. If you're writing 12 apps a year, then there's no reason we can't get you to 30 or 40. And this has worked in the past, because I have had success in having people go from 1 to 20 to 30 to 40. I mean, I've still got clients today that write, you know, in excess of 150 applications a year. I've been doing it for 20 years. So it is doable. It's not complicated, and we'll say it over and over. It's the road less traveled. Because just a lot of people don't go down that path. On a sidebar, one more sidebar, which I have a lot of those. I was watching the news last night. They went to Altadena, which is really sad once again, you know, Pacific Palisades, Altadena, and they were talking about fires. But what they talked about was insurance and fires. And this is about keeping things up to date. And we may have discussed this or not, but they're doing an interview. And this gentleman and his family, they've lived in this house for over 20 years. They had $1 million worth of coverage. There's a slight problem. To replace the house in Altadena, California, 20 years later, is $2.5 million. You've got to stay current with all your insurances. And income protection is the exact same way, which we talk about future purchase options and the ability to increase your coverage without evidence of insurability. So anybody that's listening in the insurance world or outside of the insurance world, annual checkups, just like teeth every 6 months, just like everything we're supposed to do. And some of us don't put priorities into something until after it happens. Mm-hmm. And it was just very sad to see somebody saying, I've got to try to figure this out. But I'm stuck with $1.5 million shortfall. So for today, my little sidebar point is don't let stuff slip through the cracks. If your wife's expecting, you need more life insurance. You need more income protection. If your life changes and you're getting a new job, if you're leaving a condo and getting into your first house, everybody has a calendar now that you can annually remind yourself. Sorry, that was a whole lot of pontification, but I think it's extremely important because it's what we do. You know, income protection is the bag of money. And, you know, you ask the guy 4 weeks ago, his most valuable asset in life, he would have said his home.
Good point.
And so, you know, it's not your home. It's the giant bag of money, which is equally as important. But you know what? You do your due diligence and you pay attention to all of the above. Yep. All risk protection, which you and I are going to just dwell on over and over. This is part of your risk protection package. And when it's not right, you see what the outcome is. And it's not that great.
That's right. Totally agree with that, Mike. And a great analogy for insurance in general is a safety net, right? So if you're a broker or an advisor and you're working with clients, doesn't really matter what insurance it is. It's a financial safety net. If something happens, you want dollars to be there. And that's the same with disability income protection coverage. And really what clients need to understand is that the dollars need to be there when something goes wrong. And we want to make sure on the disability side that income is being replaced to make sure their life can move forward. Bills are getting paid. And that's the premise of disability coverage. And so if you're a broker or advisor and you're listening to this, you really have to think to yourself, you know, are my clients going to be okay? I know that many advisors we work with, they hone in on certain aspects of the financial plan, right? It might be retirement planning. It might be estate planning. Sometimes they overlook disability coverage because they're so focused in that one specific area. And what we're here to remind you about is that for some clients, it's equally important to have income protection. So it's really important to take a look under the hood and make sure that your clients are protected in that way. What do you think, Mike?
Well, you just made a great statement. And to elaborate, because, you know, I always say, is your risk protection package current and up to date? Well, if you don't like that, throw it out the window, because what you just said is, you know what? Before we do anything, we need to build you a safety net. Everybody wants a safety net. And so when you're talking to a client, once again, to open up a very simple conversation, before we do much of anything, we have to build a financial future safety net for you. And that's going to encompass a lot of things. And is that a path that you're comfortable going down? You ask the questions, they'll give you the answer. But we need to build a safety net for your financial future. Now we've taken disability and put it right at the forefront once again, because the only way you have a financial future is if you got bucks coming in every 2 weeks, known as a paycheck, commission, anything, revenue, money coming into your family. That's it. That's the financial future. So you've just now given yourself the simplest of sentences to ask somebody, the simplest word, and you're only going to get one of two answers. And what are they?
Yes or no.
Yeah, well, there we go. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, there is no maybe, right? So
no.
It's either happening or it's not happening. And I do like the safety net analogy. And some people get stuck on, hey, I just struggle. I don't want to push insurance on my client or sell my client insurance. But what you're really doing is selling or recommending a safety net get put in place. And so We really have to focus more on the client, because if something happens, it's not about selling something. And it's easy for advisors to get stuck on that because they want to be consultative, but it's about having that safety net there when something goes wrong so their plan can move forward, right, Mike?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And you know what? All the greatest coaches in the world are salesmen. Like I said, there's only yes or there's no, but we're brokerage guys, helping people, coaching people through doing broker-broker, which we'll elaborate more as we go down the road on this podcast on what exactly, how that works and things like that. But today, I mean, I just want to mention, I've got plenty of people, and so do you, that, you know what, when I talk to them on the telephone or meet them face-to-face, one of the most common answers that I will get when I ask about income protection is, you know what, my clients don't really need it. That's not what I do. So, you know, I don't know if they really need it. They're well on their way. And I get that a lot, an awful lot. And it's from all ages, you know, and it's like, I'm an asset accumulator and things, but I don't really need to worry about income protection, or I just don't do it. And I already mentioned how, well, some people say it's too complicated. And we had that conversation already, because it's not. It's when it starts, how long it lasts, what they get and what it costs. We start there and then we go forward. But when someone looks to me and goes, you know, I just don't do disability insurance because I just don't really see it for my clients, I give them one answer, and it's kind of a smart aleck answer. But I was like, so would you tell me what it's like to work with the unemployed and homeless? Because everybody needs income protection that has a job. And we've already said maybe, you know what, some of the world's billionaires don't, but almost every single person that we encounter lives for a paycheck to take care of the most precious things in their world, which is dogs, family, themselves, whatever it is. So it is important. And I've got another group, and I'm sure you have this, and I'll let you answer this in a second, but I have people that are going, oh man, my clients, we're already past that age. My clients don't need it anymore. Do you run into that?
Every once in a while, I certainly do. Yep.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so yeah, I've been doing this for years. And, you know, my clients now have grown with me, and my clients are, you know, getting near retirement age. Well, one, there's all kinds of studies that prove people are choosing not to retire, especially if they don't have to, because one, it keeps the brain going. You can do Sudoku all day and crossword puzzles, or you can continue to work. But when I'm talking to people that are like in this industry that are 55, 60, 65 years of age, some even 70, and go, man, it's just kind of passed me by. First thing I think of is oftentimes it's generational, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
So concept for you. And again, it's not my idea, but my guy that actually did it probably forgot about it. But when you've got people that are saying that, you know what, my clients don't need it anymore, the first thing you ask, do you have grandkids? And people will brag, oh, you don't have to worry about that conversation. How many grandkids you got? I got Sally Sue, who's, you know, she's going to take her CPA, you know, graduating from Alabama in a month. I got my son's law school, Vanderbilt. Boom, my grandson's law school. Other ones in med school, actuary, which, you know, an insurance guy even knows what that is because our industry's run by actuaries. God love them. Accountants, CPAs, all of these jobs that people are getting, and these kids are graduating from college. They're going on to law school. They're going on to med school. It's like, oh, whoa, whoa. I'll just name my broker Bob. Hey, Bob, you know the greatest thing that your clients can do for their grandkids is buy them income protection. Because as soon as they get that job, you know, you're going to get them $2,000 or $1,000 a month. It's very easy to get relative to any other insurances at that age, because if you're 22 or 23 or 24, 25, you don't have to take a medical exam, right?
If it's under a certain amount and you're that young of age, you're probably not taking a medical.
You're brand new to the world, so you don't have to really do much but answer a few questions. And there are carriers that will help you with select professionals, even beyond the medical markets. They understand that people are getting jobs. So, you know, carriers are becoming more enlightened in the world we live in today. So they're understanding, and it's nothing better than to spend, I don't know, let me guess, $600 maybe, as a graduation gift for a individual disability income contract with the future purchase options on them, so they're good for the rest of their career. Because I'll use a lawyer as example. I go to law school, I'm getting done, I get the coverage, I have future purchase option, I go to a law firm, Everybody does it. And now I'm working at 120 hours a week because there's only one way I'm going to make partner, billable hours. And my income is going to go from $80,000 a year to possibly there's no limit. It can be $2 million a year. That person is also going to be very stressed and could have health conditions happen as they go forward in their career. A lot of people do. You've just solved the problem for them forever because they are probably going to have a partner, maybe have children, maybe not. But you've taken care of that risk component, meaning, you know, your ability to earn an income from the time they graduate that university, wherever it is, until the time they retire. That is a phenomenal gift.
All great points there, Mike. Just to recap, I would just say you highlighted the main elements there on why this is a huge, huge advantage for those early 20s, mid-20s entering the workforce for the first time. They're going to have lower pricing because of their age. They're the youngest and healthiest that they will be probably ever, right? So that means that they're going to have less hurdles or barriers from an underwriting standpoint. They're protecting their insurability. And then just to connect this back to our analogy earlier, a safety net, financial safety net that they can use for their risk management planning for the rest of their working days. So I think this is a no-brainer. And for those advisors who do say, hey, I really only help those retirement age clients plan for retirement and estate planning, this is how you can go to that next generation and help them prepare and protect their income for their futures. Mike, I'm glad you brought that up on today's episode. Really enjoyed our conversation today. Any final thoughts?
No, just enjoy the rest of your week and let's go enjoy that springtime that's right around the corner for us in the Southeast, my friend.
There you go. I'll see you on the next episode, Mike.
And remember, financial planning starts with a risk protection package first.
And your clients are counting on you. See you on the show next time.
All right, my friend, be well.